Blog Talk Radio.
Now I grew up down an old dirt road in a town you wouldn't know. My pops picked the place up for $1,500 back in 1964. My grandfather was a drinker back in the day, he put him down. But a war is known to change a man, and the whiskey's known to change a man. That's not me. I really.
Hello.
What's happening?
Hi, my name's Steve, and I'm an alcoholic.
Let me tear down bed. Hello. You want me to jack you off? Hello.
$2?
Or anything you want.
That was the creepiest fucking thing I've heard in a long time.
And the night's just getting kicked off.
Yes, this is a sausage fest.
Always is.
There's the free
chuck.
He rolls into the sausage factory. Somebody gets. Where's Kyle's at? Somebody get him on here. It's time to talk to him. Hello, preacher mans. Are you there?
He probably needs some whiskey to function today.
He's probably still signing autographs for them cholos.
Trying to figure out how to sign his name in Spanish. My name is El Diablo. It means fighting chicken.
While we're waiting on everybody to get in here, did everybody that's here already, were you able to download the file?
Yeah, I didn't have any problem opening it up when you sent it in the chat.
Okay, I posted one in Microsoft Word format in the group for everybody that got the late invite to the group.
I honestly haven't even checked it yet. I just got off a little bit ago.
Well, I'm proud of you. That's great news. Check it right there.
It was only the third time.
Somewhat pertinent to tonight's call.
So what, there's just three of us here for now?
Yeah, who's in here? This is Reaper.
Joker.
Vigilante.
Buford.
Can you fuckers hear me?
Yeah.
Now we got him.
Como estás, el preacher?
Yeah, I'll be right back, motherfucker. Keep up with your fucking funny voices.
El Preachero.
Well, that just means he's rubbing one out to us being silly.
That was too funny. Did you guys end up losing that feed last night? How long did they go?
They went the full hour. Kyle dropped out a couple, or it sounded like he dropped out a couple times, but I was able to listen start to finish.
Now I kept dropping the feed for some reason.
Were you on your phone or the computer?
No, I was on a laptop.
Hmm.
I listened to it on my phone, and it didn't falter none.
Guess that's what happens when you have El Telemundo for a freaking cable provider.
Hey, there you go.
The damn Arizona mountains.
I'm in northern Mexico.
Yeah, we know.
Or southern Canada.
Hooray, I'm unmuted.
You faggot, Jerry.
Sound off.
Huh?
Yes, we can hear you.
Good. Because fuck you.
Well, fuck you too, buddy.
Yeah,
fuck
right
me
in the ass.
No, fuck you.
Yeah, that's where I heard you like it.
Well, if we're gonna have less than 10 people, we might think about doing this on Google Hangouts because it's got a better connection.
That is true.
It's all over fucking Wi-Fi. How is it a better connection
than 4G?
I'm on Wi-Fi.
I have Telemundo cable provider. It probably won't work.
Yeah, see, I'm on Wi-Fi too.
Well, it's up to y'all. I don't really care.
You just want to
have less issue with people talking over each other.
Do you just want to do it on Google Hangouts so you can see everybody's pretty fucking faces?
No,
well,
it's
I'm
just
gonna show my face. I don't know if that's good.
I'm not even set up to do Hangouts yet.
All you gotta do is make an email, but we'll do that at a later date. All right. Besides whoever it was that just got home from work, has everybody else had a chance to look at the second script outline that I posted yesterday?
No, where'd you post it? Is it in the thread?
In the group. In the thread,
yeah,
and
is
the
that
group.
Yeah, is that the book too?
Yes.
Yeah,
there's a group?
Right, yeah.
We have
yeah,
a group.
One of these days we're all going to be on the same fucking page.
Is there a private group for the Black Knights?
Yes.
Yes. What do you know?
I don't believe I'm in that. Is it
all right?
The
we found who the group? Fucking new guy character is going to be.
Yeah.
I am going to escape all your anuses.
Who is
after somebody tells them where they're at?
Who's not in the group?
Zach Howard.
All right, you're in the group.
About fucking time, dick.
Shut the fuck up. Welcome to the group,
Ginger.
You've
been AWOL lately.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a feisty little fuckhead. What can I say?
You're definitely a fuckhead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't disagree with that.
Oh, my God, no more tequila for the preacher. He's all pissy. Everybody.
Someone probably needs more tequila.
I
probably just need to have some well, you guys don't want me to have any tequila. I promise you that.
You need to drink a glass of water every once in a while.
Shut the fuck up, Mom.
Nah. That's why you steal IV bags from the ambulance. All right, so what Kyle and I discussed, I don't remember if it was yesterday or the day before, and Lance and I talked about was as far as dialogue, because I'm not going to, you know, if one or two people write the entire dialogue, it's not going to sound very natural. So what we wanted to do is we'll spend tonight kind of hashing out the last, you know, figuring out if this is the plot we want to go with, if there's anything else we want to do with it, and then we'll start doing sessions with individual characters where, okay, so-and-so has a line here, and it needs to say something along the lines of X, Y, Z. How would you say that? And that way you can set up your own lines, and the acting should be a lot more natural that way.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. So, I guess I'll just dick off for a second while the two of you that haven't had a chance to read this go through it real quick. It shouldn't take you more than 5 minutes, and then we can run through it and cut it to shreds. I tried to work everything in we discussed last week, so if there's anything I forgot, now's the time to call me a fuckhead and get it in. Oh, and Kyle, what I was thinking, as far as the introduction, because there's really no way to do the scroll across the screen with the part that's in red without looking like we're just outright copying Star Wars. In the screenplay I've started writing, I was thinking we could have a dark screen with faint sounds of medieval battle, you know, with swords and armor clanking and horses and stuff like that. And then you, since you're going to be mute in the movie, and you've got the beautiful radio voice, could narrate those three paragraphs, and then it'll fade into us in the team room or the bar or whatever we're going to start in.
All right, that sounds good.
So that way we don't have to try and work in the backstory into dialogue, because that would take a long time and be awkward.
All right, yeah, I'm down with it.
So how did Preacher end
up? I'm an internet celebrity, goddammit.
What's that?
So how did Preacher end up mute in the movie?
I don't know. He's got a face for radio and that beautiful golden voice, so we're putting his face on the screen and taking the voice out.
Sounds like it'll work. Well, and that'll make that'll actually make, if we do like the highlight reel of him having his celebrity meltdown flip outs, that'll make him even funnier, since he doesn't say a single word in the entire movie.
Well, no, he's going to be he's not going to say a single dialogue, but he's going to be a fucking goddamn, I can't think of the word. He's going to say fuck every now and then.
Oh, yeah, okay. But I mean, that'll be even funnier, just, you know, be like, basically, I'm the heart and soul of this fucking dialogue, and I...
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm going to, pretty much, a lot of the fucking, a lot of the ending scenes, you know, the B-roll, the fucking credits, is going to be me going off on you guys.
Yeah. Like knocking coffee into people's faces, and just, I mean, completely, like, having to be talked out of a trailer on set or something.
Well, and Kyle, you ought to start recording these sessions that we do and pull stuff from this for a bloopers reel or the making of, you know, documentary type deal, and you can just pull the most ridiculous shit we say.
Yeah, oh yeah, we're already recording this.
Okay, excellent.
Oh, that's great. I believe that's what's called evidence.
I wasn't informed, so it's not admissible in court.
Oh, good point.
Depends what state you're in. I'm in a one-party state, so if I know I'm recording, you're fucked. But while we're talking about legal stuff, what's the status on the non-disclosure agreement, Kyle?
About 4 days away.
Okay. And then the other thing, I don't know what they're called, but I've seen it in the making of other movies, is the contract you sign with each individual actor. You know, I don't think we're going to have any issues with the people here, but for some of the latecomers, and I don't know about the ladies, it might be worth, you know, getting them to sign something saying they're on board, so we're not left hanging come film time.
And these
are people that you know and I don't. So if that's not an issue, then it's not an issue. If you say it's not an issue, it's just something that crossed my mind.
Say
again, y'all are covering each other.
Yeah.
What's up, man? I got done reading the script.
What the fuck? You say you were reading the scriptures?
The script.
Okay, that's checking. Movie talk.
Whatever. The question I have was...
Go ahead.
Zach, are you going to take the plot for this movie and try to make a gay porno?
Well, duh.
You have to have a porno parody.
We're going to need royalties from that.
Yeah.
It can't have an infantry guy in it without... lewd, naked content.
True.
Enter the
crowd. All right, well, you can do the You can do the sex scene then, but it's unfortunately it's not going to be with a man. You'll have to find a way to get it up for a woman.
That, you see, now you're putting me in a bind. That's not cool.
Well, I just turned into an S&M film.
I don't think you realize. I don't care about your butt, Nick.
I don't.
I give no fuck.
Zach actually has a sex scene with the movie's only fat chick.
Hell yeah.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Yeah, that'd be awesome. If we have, an idea I had last night, before I forget about it, while I was making food at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning because I couldn't sleep. Why don't we have, so the YouTube video that we all see and we identify, this is most likely the White Queen. Why don't we have her, and I've started it in the screenplay as she's an executive for some corporation giving an interview on CNN or Fox or whatever we want to use. Why don't we have her be the reclusive CEO of a mega conglomerate that, you know, has control of oil and automotive production and water and food and just has their hand in everything and is kind of becoming a global monopoly. That way she's, you know, the evil character is presenting a real threat to the rest of the world.
I got a why don't we make
covering
the
each
evil
other.
Thirst queen? Why don't we make the evil thirst queen Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, because that won't fuck up any of our lives.
All right.
Yeah.
Back to
the bodies that woman has behind her.
I'm gonna get out a loan so I can fuck Reaper's fat mom. All right, I'm gonna pay her to do that.
You're gonna get shot in the fucking head.
Be one of them onset accidents.
Yep.
But what happened to Brandon Lead?
He died so young, so noble, so free.
Yeah. So okay, I wanted to kind of get this out there. I mean, I know I've been talking a lot about the property I have access to and all the vehicles and stuff. If anybody wants to come check this out, you know, because it's such a big property and there's so much going on out there. I mean, there's actually, like, out in the woods, there's towns that he's built, you know, with big giant buildings, churches and all kinds of stuff in them. I mean.
Hey, Galen?
Yeah.
Kyle and I will be seeing you Sunday afternoon.
I will be working Sunday afternoon.
Well, you're gay.
I know.
You said you're going to be out there tomorrow, correct?
I guess.
Yeah, I'm going out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
you're about 4.5 hours. So depending on the weather, I may make it up there.
Okay. You just need to let me know, like, what time you might be up here. I mean, because the thing is, guys, I've got all the gate passes. I mean, I just have access to it all unlimited all the time. So as long as this is my month on nights. So that just kind of screws everything up where I can't, you know, and I work every other weekend. So, because I'm off tomorrow, and then I'm off Tuesday and Wednesday also. I know that probably don't help you guys out any, but, and all that kind of stuff. So I've got kind of a dicked up schedule.
Thing we need to do sooner rather than later, and Kyle, I guess this would be in your arena since you're taking care of the legal stuff. You know, that property and all that stuff is going to play a major part in our ability to film this. We need to get the owners of that facility and the vehicles, et cetera, and also the Class 3 weapons that we're going to be borrowing to sign a contract saying that they will grant us use on dates to be specified with no expectation of percentage of revenue or anything like that. Or whatever you've worked out with them, we need to get that signed beforehand.
Well, and I talked to Dwayne. Dwayne just happens to be has been a friend of mine for probably going on 30 years. And he basically was like the only thing he said was if I don't have an event, because he does a lot of events out there.
Sure.
He said any time after June, we should pretty much have the run of the place. And he basically was telling me that as far as like using the vehicles
he personally would want to drive the APCs and stuff just because they're not cheap. You know, you're talking, you know, and like I said, the tank and all that kind of stuff. Basically, we need to cover fuel usage, which for the little bit we would probably use them, I don't think it would be that bad.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be a few hundred dollars. That's not a problem. And I would totally, you know, I would expect to do that regardless if somebody's letting us use this type of equipment. But the thing, we'll find a way to work that stuff into the movie, probably during the final assault scene on the compound. But as far as, you know, when we go to rescue the damsel in distress, that's going to take place, unless we change things, which is fine. That's going to take place in an urban neighborhood, and we want to do that low profile. So I know I've got a newer pickup truck. We can, you know, just use regular road vehicles to come in low profile on that.
I've got an FJ Cruiser also.
Okay, that'd be perfect if somebody's got a suburban type vehicle, you know, an SUV, because there's going to be, what are there, 12 people that are active in this?
Something like that, yeah.
12 or 14, three vehicles would probably be perfect.
If we're not going very far,
we're going to need a helicopter.
Of course, we need a helicopter, obviously. You bring that up, but the full auto event I work every year, we actually have a guy who brings in military helicopters to give rides. And he's an awesome guy, military veteran. You know, he's got a Blackhawk, he's got a Little Bird, and he's got a D model Huey.
He's got a Blackhawk?
It's one of the older ones. We're talking like, you know, early, late 80s. But there's a decent chance we might be able to do something with that. But I won't see him until June.
That's $5,000 right there.
Yeah, I won't see him till June, honestly, and then we'll just have to talk to him. Like I said, he comes to our event every year.
It's more than that. Yeah. I mean, that's a serious budget item because, you know, I used to work with Air Evac, which is an air ambulance service, and it's $10,000 just to lift off. And obviously that covers medic time and pay and stuff like that, but getting the bird off the ground.
I'm a Blackhawk. I'm a UH-60 production control chief. So I know how much it costs to operate the Blackhawk, and one operational hour is $5,000. That's not counting the 6 hours of maintenance after the fact.
What about if we were to use like a Little Bird?
Little Bird would be cool, but here's the thing. What did Matt Best fucking fly in on? Fucking Little Bird. We get a Blackhawk, that's next level. Article 15 boys ain't fucking flying in on a Blackhawk.
No, you're absolutely right.
This is not a dick measuring contest.
No, it's not. The first team that I get to tell somebody that we fucking had a Blackhawk, I'm gonna do it.
Oh yeah, if we can raise the money where we've got, you know, because all right, so $5,000 per operational hour plus the maintenance afterwards. So that's, you know, for filming, and we'd only really get one or two opportunities to do the takes on that, just to do we wanted to, for the final assault scene, have, you know, half the team fast rope in while the other team crashes through the front gate with the fucking tank. You know, that's $25,000 or $30,000, you know, just to do 30 seconds of film. If we have that room in the budget, that would be kick ass, but I think that needs to be kind of a later date decision once we see what kind of budget we're going to be operating with.
My thing is, the only problem I have is I will be able to sit down with the Hilo owner June 25th and 26th. You know, that's
what did we plan? Are we looking at July? Was that what we were tentatively planning?
I think that's what we talked about. But that's a pretty late in the date. You know, that's pretty late in the date to come up talking about that big of an expenditure.
It is, but the thing, and you can see this when you read the outline we put together, you know, I kind of left a lot of ambiguity in that final assault scene, you know, so that we can, you know, if we get an extra, you know, tank or APC or something like that, or if we do get access to a Blackhawk, we can add those things in last minute as far as the script is concerned. Now, as far as getting the licenses and that kind of thing to do that, I have no idea. But I left that pretty ambiguous in the script for that reason.
But anyway, I actually got a call from Dwayne yesterday, and he was just wanting – that's when he told me – or it was a couple days ago – to tell me that he's actually got three APCs now. He bought two more. And then the tank, basically he got the notification that his paperwork should be back the end of next month. And so the tank should be functional. I mean, it should fire.
Okay, so he's got a destructive devices permit?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and also, I don't know if I posted this to the group or not, but he's got a flamethrower, a working flamethrower.
Okay. I don't know how much of this we're going to be able to actually work in to that,
did
to that
say
scene. But
flamethrower? I have a hard on
that's
that.
How we like Kyle's cigarette.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm just saying this is all stuff he's offered up. I mean, like I said, this guy and another guy here local, for whatever reason when I was younger, decided they were going to take it upon themselves to keep me out of prison. You know, so they were kind of the big brother role. And I've known these guys
awesome.
Forever. So, yeah, it's one of the deals where, like Mike Friend, he actually designed a completely from the ground up assault rifle, you know, called the CTMR that debuted at SHOT this year. And he's basically offered to let us use one of them, the only Class 3 one in existence. You know,
I was
going to
say, does he
want to
debut that in the movie or feature that in the movie, I guess?
Yeah, he talked about it and all that. And, like, Dwayne basically was like, guys, mention me in the credits. As, you know, give me a little bit of shout-out, you know. He said, and we cover fuel and stuff like that. He goes, I'm not looking to make money off you guys. He goes, if I can help you guys out, I'm in. You know.
Well, and the other thing, you know, if he's needing to drive these vehicles, and that's fine, I completely understand, you know, we can definitely get him on camera at some point.
That's what I told him, because, and here's another thing he has, too, that would be a big bonus. He's got a giant Army surplus store. So, I mean, he's got uniform stuff, he's got, you know, body armor, helmets, you know, I mean, just any kind of little bit, and he's like, yeah, we'll work stuff out, guys. I said, well, you know, and that's what I told him. I said, I kind of would like to get you involved and get you on, you know, camera. I said, we can make you like the crazy prepper guy that backs us up a big, you know what I mean, the guy we call that's like the loony out in the middle of nowhere.
Well, you know, yeah, and I mean, you know, the way we've kind of rewritten the backstory based on Kyle's original books of this is, you know, this is a group that's been in existence for a while, so this is going to be established. We're going to have guys we go to. You know, four weapons. We're going to have guys we go to for kit. We're going to have, you know, people we go to for the vehicles and stuff like that. So that would absolutely be a legitimate role in the movie and definitely, you know, something that I'd feel like I'd feel kind of obligated with the amount of stuff he's offering to allow us to use. He should definitely get some time on camera.
Well, and
you also
bill
him
as
the armor.
Well, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
I put the pictures up of the stuff that Clements Firearms has available right now. We're talking upwards of around 30 Class 3 weapons, and then probably about 15 of your standard sidearms, things like that. Actually, Dwayne has a very large armory of your standard semi-automatic military stuff, AKs and ARs, and like he's got an inwardly suppressed 300 blackout. I mean, he's got all kinds of stuff that he's basically like, yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's pretty big. Like I said, I'm pretty blessed with some friends I have that, you know, have basically just thrown their support behind us.
Yeah,
you know,
that's going to be a huge, huge part of getting this thing done and the kind of budget we're going to be working with. We need to get that on paper as soon as possible. We also need to, as far as I know, have we found a solution to the blanks problem, the blank conversion problem?
I have not. I've talked to...
I'm actually going to talk to Mr. Kyle Edwards, who is currently sitting next to me. In fact, stand by, and I'll ask him.
Okay. Because the issue we're going to have, I think, with that is if we've got, you know, a set of weapons that are converted for blanks and then a set that we're going to use for everything else, for live fire, because that'll save some money as far as, you know, showing the effect on target. for not living bodies. You know, it's going to look goofy if in one scene I'm holding, you know, my M4, and then in another scene I'm holding a completely different M4 that's converted for blank fire.
That was my issue, because basically as far as stuff I'll use, I've just used my personal stuff.
Yeah, that my plan, you know I know how to run my own gear. I'm going to bring my own gear, and that's what I'm going to use.
You know, for
and,
any
you know, the class 3 stuff is awesome, but, you know, that's it. It's not realistic. You know, I never use black fire.
No, I don't think anybody. Well, I mean, some people do, but it's, you know.
Well, I mean, there's a time and a place for it, but we're not really going to have a, you know, a saw gunner and stuff like that. So
no.
Well, we could actually.
We could probably get a hold of a saw. I know we could get a hold of an M60.
That's definitely more badass.
Yeah.
No,
Aaron
like
still
if there's
want
any.
To be a space shuttle door gunner.
Yeah.
That's me. I'm the space shuttle door gunner.
But, no, I was going to say, like, anytime we need to do any kind of long-range work, I mean, Kyle's got his rifle, I've got my Seiko. I'll actually have the rifle from my sponsors at that point, you know, which I'll probably, I'll use that just to get it on film, help them get on film, you know.
Is that the gun you were talking about that your buddy developed, is that a medium to long-range rifle?
No, it's actually, he went a different way. Like, everybody's trying to do piston ARs, you know, to make them reliable like an AK. He went the other way where he melded AR ergonomics and AR stuff like that to an AK-style receiver.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So
my DMR is a SIG 556. It's
well,
the best way to do it.
His is a switch barrel. You can actually fire any caliber that an AK or an AR can fire with a switch barrel and a bolt head. You know,
because
I mean,
part of the plan, and if there's a way to convert his rifle to do this, part of the plan for that final assault on the compound is we're going to have a sniper overwatch team, because this compound, and it sounds like there's going to be a building at the place that would probably work for this. You know, they're going to have a guard post out front with a fence or something like that. And then there's going to be, you know, sentries walking around the compound and stuff. So, you know, prior to the primary assault and the, if we've got it, the helicopter insertion, there's going to be the overwatch team is going to move up. You know, I don't know what the terrain is like there, but you find a position and
that would be a really good
opportunity to show off somebody's rifle.
That's why I need to. Get somebody out there that can kind of has more of an eye. Well, like you, that has more of an eye for the script, because out there we've actually got a bridge that has guard posts on each side of it. You know, that's built. I mean, there's a bridge with guard posts right there leading into the compound.
How would he feel about the tank blowing up one of those guard posts?
You know, in all honesty, he probably wouldn't be too upset with it.
Yeah, if we offered, you know, I'm sure it's just plywood and stuff like that painted. If we offered to either rebuild it or reimburse it, because what I'm thinking with the tank, a way to, you know, roll that in, you know, pop a shot off, blow up the guard, to, you know, the whatever's blocking the path to the compound itself, and then the APCs would roll through with the rest of the strike team.
Yeah, the tank will not be firing high explosive ammo, just to let you know.
No, but we can use, I mean, it's Sabo rounds, I'm sure, but we can use TNT or, you know, whatever they use for movie effects.
Yeah, I've also got access. My sponsors are also a dealer for a Tannerite-style stuff called, you know, the Patriot Boomer Target. We can get a good deal on that stuff through them. I've got some of it. I've got some of it for you guys to check out if you ever want, you know. When somebody said something about using Tannerite for stuff, I'm like, yeah, we got that too. I mean, that's not a problem.
Yeah, that you know, that way we don't have to get any extra permits for destructive device explosives. Where are we at as far as, do we want, you know, how Hollywood do we want to take this? Do we want big fireball explosions, or do we want realistic debris and smoke explosions? Do we want blood spurting out of people when they get shot, or do we want them to look like they've really been shot where, they, you know, you can't really tell other than they stop moving?
I don't know. I would almost go realistic.
That's kind of what I was thinking. What's everybody else thinking?
I think realistic is the way to go. That way it's, you know,
It seems like it'd be more budget friendly, perhaps.
Exactly.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Yep, we're here. What's the word?
Yeah, it's covered.
I mean, so what, I don't know if you heard what we were talking about while you were talking to him. The concern that a couple of us had was that, you know, if we go from one scene where we're using one AR, one M16 or whatever, you know, that's set up for live fire, and then in a different scene, the same person carrying a completely different weapon, you know, that's going to look awkward. So the thing that we would need to do is get a standardized set where we've got a live fire and a blank converted of the same rifle with the same furniture on it, same, you know, we can swap optics out and stuff like that, but where it looks like the same rifle from one scene to the next.
Yeah.
Would that be a problem?
No, I don't think that's a problem at all.
Okay. All right. I assume you guys have had a chance to read through the outline at this point. Tear it apart. Give me your criticisms. What do we want to change?
I guess nobody. I personally didn't have a problem with any of it.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't know enough about, you know, everything, you know, the whole outline stuff and all, you know, the process of creating it to start throwing out drastic changes or even subtle changes. So,
I've never done this before. I have no fucking clue on the process. So if you've got anything, throw it out there.
I had a little thought that, like, one of the Black Knights would be a converted thirster, if you will, that, you know, knows what they're thinking, knows how they operate, you know, just still has
a double agent or somebody who's completely turned?
No, completely turned, but, you know, they still kind of have that, you know, itch to, you know, be a thirster, but they, you know, have people wondering if he's going to, you know, turn, you know,
That would work actually really well, because that could be the guy that Emily Blood Eagles, because he's got, you know, first of all, there's the suspicion because he used to be a thirster, and the way we're kind of working with it now, you know, it's going to be a sort of, you know, witchcraft of sorts of the White Queen that she uses on those people to turn them into her underlings. So there would already be that suspicion of this guy, and then throughout the movie, he's going to be, you know, expressing doubt about everything, second guessing everything, kind of being the Debbie Downer. And so I think that would play really well into Emily, you know, going batshit crazy at the end and blood eagling the dude.
Yeah, I can see how, you know, have that, like you said, that doubt or whatever, because I think that he's just been out from day one to sabotage everything.
Okay, so in that case, we'll need to have somebody in the Black Knights who's a champion of this person, somebody who brought them in and is saying, all right, he's on our side. Who wants to be that person?
I don't know what everybody else's character, you know, development or character is kind of based at, so it's hard to...
Has everybody gotten their character backstory to Lance?
I think Dustin, he needs to be the seasoned knight. You know what I mean?
Say again. Justin needs to be the what knight?
Like the seasoned, you know, the veteran knight, you know, the one that's been there, you know, kind of be the mentor for several of us.
Yeah, I was just kind of thinking, because we've got a pretty broad age range of the people, you know, of us, the people actually playing these characters. So I was thinking we just kind of go by how seasoned everybody is. You know, the guys that are older have been there for, you know, 10, 15 years, and You know, guys like myself are pretty newly inducted, and instead of having you know, specific ranks where we call somebody, you know, captain or lieutenant or whatever, it'll just be based on seniority.
Yeah. And see, and that's what just for me, it's as the civilian, you know, not being big on all the military stuff, or, you know, knowledgeable on the military stuff, find it hard for me to figure out where I might play best at.
Well, you know, has anybody, like, worked in film before?
Lance has.
Okay, Lance and myself. This is Joker. Okay, I've done film. I think one thing that may help us out here is if we take and do a, if everybody does like a headshot and then do your character bio with that headshot. And the reason why is because you'll be able to look at that and kind of develop that character around or get a better idea or standpoint. Who downloaded the screenplay? Was that Connor?
Yeah, I mean, I'm the one writing it. I've uploaded it.
What I'm going to do is I'll send you a screenwrite that my buddy's working on right now, okay? Understand it's under full disclosure. This hasn't been released yet. We're still trying to get some funding for it. But it'll give you an idea of how to actually break scenes down. It'll show you, you know, how to do, like, scene setup. And it's a little bit easier to read, if you will. Everything you had in that, because I just got done reading your outline just a few minutes ago. And it's great. You did a great job. It was easy to follow, but there's a more simplistic way to follow it out to give you an idea of shot by shot and a little easier to read for everybody to know exactly what's going on. At that point in time, I think you'll be able to plug people in to the positions where you want them. As far as, you know, who's going to be the one who does the Blood Eagle, who's going to be, you know, because everybody's going to have a different look, obviously.
Right.
And give an idea, like, you know, my character bio, I have, you know, my character coming in as a, you know, when we start flipping the guns, is coming out as this modern-day freaking cowboy, because that's what I'm accustomed to, that's what I'm used to, is the Western stuff, you know.
Sure.
So that may not be something that works with what you got going on. You try
to
what I'm saying?
Well, in that line, I was just making shit up as I went with the format for this. But last night I kind of went and I went and just Googled, you know, screenplay writing 101. And
yeah.
So the screenplay I'm working on is completely different format than this. I definitely, if you've got something you can send me that's not just a template from I don't know what fucking website I found that's actually being used by somebody who's done this before, that would definitely be very helpful. And I appreciate that, because I'm a blind leading the blind here, so.
No,
but
not to sit here and play
stroke
the dick. You did a great job with it, but I'm just, you know, I'll send that just to show you, you know, the overview on that. But like I said, in the meantime, I believe that everybody should do a headshot with your bio next to your headshot. Shouldn't be hard to do with a little bit of a bio, because you'll be able to even tweak that bio out, you know, to be able to fit your outline a little bit better.
Yeah, and to expand on that, why don't we have everybody do a headshot, you know, just like a you know, like a mugshot or an ID photo, and then in addition do a full body shot with the kind of kit that you have that you would wear, what you want your character to look like in the movie. So like you said, you know, you're into more Western style stuff. If I can visualize that as opposed to, you know, the guy who's going to look like the private military contractor with jeans and a plate carrier on, as opposed to the guy who's wearing head to toe multicam, you know, do a full body shot, a headshot, and then the bio. And Lance and I are going to really try and hash out where everybody goes in the script this next week, because I go back to work in about a week and a half, so I've got some time to kill, and I want to get as much of this down as I can before I have to go back to work.
Gentlemen.
Right.
Gentlemen. I have an announcement to make. The preacher has officially changed his view on medical marijuana.
Gee, preacher, you sound a little different.
Yeah, I feel a little different. I don't know. For some reason, when they after they passed me the blunt, I turned into Barry White.
He's all, hey, Black Knights, don't worry about it. Preacher ain't going to take it from you. I'm about to woo you.
Yeah. What it is, Jive Trigger is?
Shit, motherfuckers, let me tell you a little story.
What had happened was...
Anyway,
Preston
played a
good black man. Preston does a convincing black man voice.
thank you.
You're racist. My feelings are hurt. I'm triggered.
I'm sorry. Fuck your feelings. I should have said that first.
Take that bullshit to the DV page.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are really cramping my style and kind of pissing on my groove here.
Do I need to put
worry,
you in touch
Kyle.
With GIGN so she can console you?
As he's in the celebrity downspin right now.
Shut the fuck up.
He's, Kyle, would it be going,
he's only 2 days away from hitting Charlie Sheen status.
All he needs is the A's.
Yeah. Well, we're not coming in fucking July when there's mosquitoes around.
No, great.
Kyle, would it be going too far to put some of these...
Hold on. What are you guys talking at a time? One person talking at a fucking time. God damn.
Would it be going too far in the film to have some of these guys that were killing... Where, you know, does not mix well with others, DV shirts.
No, we're not doing that.
Yeah, I don't think that's
okay.
Good.
No, because then we got to pay them because they got a copyright.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
I ain't paying those fuckers
I forgot about
shit.
All that stuff.
Unless,
all right,
of course,
so
they,
we're going to have to make up our own news network.
If they're, I
just put them in a T-shirt.
Hey, hold on, hey. Instead, just put it as VD.
Okay. Venereal disease.
That should be a simple enough fuck you to them.
Yeah.
I was going to say just have them wear a shirt that says don't mix with functionality.
Enough that they'll get it.
I see all the shirts need to be super vet.
Except for me and the civilian.
It doesn't matter. Whatever shirt you have them say, just put super vet. That's a silent fuck you to the dysfunctional veterans. Because when they made
that
meme of me...
Is that not copyrighted?
No. Hold on. If you guys let me finish the sentence, you'll hear the whole sentence, and then there won't be a question because I'll actually have answered the question in the previous sentence. If you think I was sarcastic on whiskey, wait till you see the preacher on weed.
It's pretty much the same thing. Just
I think we're getting the picture.
Okay.
I thought it was supposed to mellow you out.
Weed is not. It depends on the strain. It's what I'm learning. I'm learning all types of new things right now. It depends on the strain. Yeah. Anyway, what was the point I was getting at here?
Church.
The meme that they made of you. The meme that they made of you about Supervet.
Supervet is a silent fuck you to DV because they took a picture out of my profile pic albums and dubbed me the Supervet. So Supervet isn't copyrighted. It's just a big middle finger to DV because they tried to make a meme of me and it backfired. It made them look like morons. Scared pussy morons, actually.
Okay, so before I go ahead and start putting that in, do we definitely want to do it? Because you were talking about on the radio show last night, you didn't want to give them any more time of day.
All right, how about we take Supervets off there and we'll put instead of DV, same exact size, same exact colors, same exact font, we'll do FU.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Now, it was Brent that said he got in trouble earlier, right?
Yeah,
Squishy.
Okay, and he's been the one doing the graphics, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. In the meantime, till he gets off grounding or detention or whatever he's in, is there anybody else that can do that kind of stuff?
Well, first of all, it sounds like he's in a real world of shit. Second of all,
what did he get in trouble for?
His wife went through his phone and found...
Oh.
If you've got an Android phone, it automatically saves every picture that is in any Messenger thread that you're in. And I found that out, too, but luckily, you know, I found it first and deleted it, but his wife found it.
Thanks for letting us know, asshole.
Yeah.
He just did.
I just did. I found out today.
Oh, I thought you meant I thought you meant you found out before Brent got in trouble.
Well, it was roughly the same time. It was before, but I was out and about. I was trying to find a picture to send to somebody in my gallery, and I was like, what are all these fucking pictures? I didn't take, and it was stuff you guys have been doing in the middle of the night when I've been asleep. I hadn't even seen the shit, and all this shit's in my fucking phone's, not on Facebook, it's in my phone's picture gallery.
I'm pulling out my phone now just to look.
You know, like gay midgets fucking and stuff like that. Good God.
Oh, that's horrible.
So, okay, here is the official public service announcement. If you have an Android phone, I don't know about iPhone. It is saving these pictures, so go and set that
iPhone,
not happen.
Yeah. iPhone doesn't do that. That actually could be a pretty good advertisement for iPhone. Hey, buy an iPhone. It won't fuck your life up.
It'll find other ways.
Yeah. Hey, if Squishy makes it through this rough patch, just think of the makeup sex he's going to have.
It's going to be in the style of what those pictures showed. It's going to be fucking rough.
Yeah. What? Why are you crying in the picture? I thought you liked it.
If he thought he had the look of Down syndrome before, after she gets done with a baseball bat, he's definitely going to look like a Down kid.
Yes, he won't be Squishy Face anymore. Be Squished Face. All right. That's kind of coming to the end as far as official business goes. I don't have anything else for tonight. I'm going to try and get this. If you guys will please tonight or tomorrow get those pictures taken, I'm going to put the word out on the Facebook page as well. Get the picture, headshot, full body shot, character bio, get that to both Lance and myself. You can put it, I've added pretty much everybody to that Google Drive. You can just email it to that email account. I'm going to try and have as much of this screenplay, the actual screenplay with dialogue, written by next Thursday, so we can start doing the individual tailoring of the dialogues with the individual characters.
Copy.
Anybody have a scheduling conflict with that?
Not here.
With tonight?
With A, getting the pictures and the character bio, let's say get those to me by this time tomorrow. By end of business tomorrow, get that to me and Lance. And same time next week, next Thursday, 2100 Eastern, for a conference call.
Okay. I'll be working next Thursday.
Would it be best to do? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
I would say I'll be working next Thursday, but you guys can just like kind of cliff note it for me. Let me know. You know what I mean? Just let me know.
Okay, we can do a separate call to catch you up. Well, if these are recorded, actually, you can just listen to them afterwards. So that's all I've got as far as business stuff goes. Anybody else have anything pertinent?
Just real quick, I wanted to know, would it be best to set it up in like a – I'm drawing a blank here. It's been a long day at work today. What do you when you do the slideshows, the PowerPoint, would it be best to send you the picture and the stuff in PowerPoint so you can put them together and be able to easily scroll through them and take a look, or just does it matter to you?
I don't have Microsoft Office, so if you guys will just put them in a Word document,
okay.
Just copy and paste the pictures into a Word document, and I've got several monitors on my computer, so I can have the profile open on one screen while I'm working on the screenplay on the other. So
okay,
just a Word document.
Good copy.
All right, gentlemen, I'm going to go tend to my wife. Everybody else, if there's nothing else, have a good evening, and I'll put that in the group.
All right, 10 man.
4.
All right, guys.
All right, boys, have a good night. Was that even English?
I think that was Weed and Ease.
Puff, puff, pass, motherfucker.
Oh, I'm not passing nobody,
man. Hey,
which brings me to my next point. Don't do drugs.
Drugs are bad, okay? All right, night, y'all.
All right, later.
Bye, boys.
See you, Reaper.
Yeah.
Good night, John boy.
Good night, Mary Ellen.